All right, welcome back to the show. Len Martez on a Wednesday. Champs Wednesdays on ESPN 1430. Champs Wednesdays means we bring in my man Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. What's up, Christopher?
How you doing, Len?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
How's this weather treating you? You all bundled up? You got a sweatshirt on?
Oh, man, it's actually not bad. We hadn't had a bad winter around here in quite a while, but you never know when it's coming.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Your first year up here from sunny Miami, you might have brought some bad weather with you. We'll see.
Oh, man. I was hoping I brought a national championship in good weather. The national championship is not looking too good right now, and hopefully the weather will be better. But you know what I'm used to? I'm actually been in the Mid-Atlantic before, so I know what it's like to get bad winters. And I did have to do something I haven't done in a long time a couple of days ago. I had to scrape my windshield.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in 10 years.
I can imagine. Yeah, you get used to it. Get yourself a good scraper. It'll come in handy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's talk a little Hokies football with Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. Christopher, we haven't seen each other since last week. And last week, the Hokies won 27-3 at Georgia Tech. Surprised by the win, how easy it was?
I wasn't surprised by the win. I was surprised by how easy it was. Yeah, I expected a closer game than that. I picked Virginia Tech to win the game, but I didn't think it would come that easy. But I thought Bud Foster and especially Brian Steinspring went in there with very good game plans, and the players just carried them out, and it was a really good team performance, the best overall performance of the year across the board.
You mentioned Brian Steinspring, and I want to talk about last week's game in comparison to game two against an LSU defense. For me, Chris, it seemed like the ball came out faster from a game planning standpoint offensively. Did you see the same thing?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought the Hokies did a very good job of filling those gaps in the Georgia Tech defense that you knew were going to be there because they blitz so many guys on every play. So you know there's going to be holes in the defense. It's just a matter of identifying them before the blitz gets to you and getting a receiver in that area. And I thought Tech's offensive players were very well prepared for that. I thought for the most part, you know, the Hokies allowed six sacks, but they were a quiet six sacks. You know, I thought it seemed like Sean Glennon either got sacked or the protection was great, and most of the time it was great.
Len Martez and Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com joining you on a Wednesday afternoon on Champs Wednesday. Catching up with Coleman brought to you by Champs Sports Bar and Cafe, 111 North Main Street. Don't forget Wednesday nights, karaoke. Christopher, you might be there on a Wednesday night. Wednesday night, is that you, man?
I've done many things at Champs in my day. I've never done the karaoke.
Well, you know what? Keep it clean. No, I'm just kidding. Let's talk a little more about that game on Thursday night. And for me, Christopher, the LSU game, this game, we talked about the game planning. I don't know if I even want to go back to blaming somebody for that game two, and blame someone from a game planning standpoint. But as successful as they were on Thursday night throwing the football, I'm thinking Thursday night, maybe they could have had a better outing offensively against even LSU, as good as LSU was.
Well, I think if they played them now, they would have a better outing. But, you know, back then at that point, the offensive line was in turmoil. Sean Glennon wasn't playing as well. Brandon Orr was totally unhealthy. You know, it was just one of those things. You know, Tech wouldn't beat LSU if they played again, obviously. But, you know, the LSU obviously didn't get the Hokies' best shot. Getting Nick Marshman back to guard where he's suited for has really, really helped. And Ed Wang's doing a good job in pass blocking and playing out in space. Needs to get a little more physical in his run blocking, but that'll come with time.
Two things that I want to talk about before we talk about Bo Warren. One thing is the play of Sean Glennon. When you talk about his play the last three games, no interceptions, five touchdowns, nearly a completion ratio of 68%. He's been strong. Saturday, debate on whether or not who you start, but based on the way he's played in the last three games, are you really impressed on how he's played? Is it the best he's played since he's been a Hokie?
Oh, easily it's the best three-game stretch he's put together. You talk about a guy who in the last three games has a passer rating of 168.81 or 18, something like that. Either way, that's good for third in the country if that's his passer rating the entire year. I mean, he's playing at a high level right now. you know, there's still some things he could be doing better. There are a few times where I think he holds the ball a little bit too long. But overall, you can't complain about his play at all. He's playing great football right now. But I do think this Saturday against Florida State is the best chance that we'll see two quarterbacks from Virginia Tech of any game that's remaining on the schedule. Florida State, they play a straight-up man of football, man-to-man defense across the board pretty much the entire time. They're a defense that when a play breaks down, their secondary guys and their linebackers, they have their backs to the line of scrimmage because they're covering people in man-to-man. If that quarterback gets free, they don't see it right away. So a guy like Tyrod Taylor would have a chance to pick up some big plays with his legs in this game. But at the same time, Sean Glennon's playing so well right now, and you're going to have Tech's receivers matched up on their defensive backs in man-on-man coverage. You want a guy who's going to be able to throw the ball in there sharply, a guy who's in rhythm. And he's been in rhythm the last 3 weeks while all Tyrod Taylor has been doing is practicing.
Len Martinez and Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com joining you on a Wednesday afternoon, Champs Wednesday on ESPN 1430. One of the things that's not talked about, at least not a lot, I haven't heard a lot of, is the fact that Sean's doing this without a running game. You brought up Brandon Orr. I watched him on Thursday night against the Yellow Jackets. I'm still seeing it, Chris. I don't know if he's completely healthy, but if he is, I'm still watching him get ankle tackled. I'm still watching him not having that first guy miss. And as an offensive lineman, your job is hit the big guys. Lock up the big guys. You got five guys to block. Or hit the big guys, but you got to make that first guy miss, that little guy miss. And unfortunately, there's too many times this year that Brandon Orr is getting taken down by that little guy by the ankles.
I think he's around 90% right now, in my opinion, just from comparing his performance to where it was in the past. I think he's around 90%, which is a lot better than I would say 70% of what he was at earlier in the season. I think that running game's coming on slowly but surely. If you look at it the last two games, the Hokies ran for more yards against Boston College than any other team has this year. Tech ran for, I think, 116 against BC. The most anybody else had done was 69 yards. Against Georgia Tech, they ran for 185. The most anybody else had done was maybe 165. So they've put in, considering the competition, BC, the number one run defense in the country, Georgia Tech, well, then was the number seven overall defense in the country. I think that running game's coming on slowly. But, you know, a guy I like to see touch the ball a little bit more, Jahre Cheeseman. You saw him at the end of the Georgia Tech game, and he showed this past spring when he was healthy and getting more reps. He can hit that hole. He has a low center of gravity, thick legs. He's tough to tackle. And, you know, I think he's a better fit right now in that number two role right now than Kenny Lewis Jr.
Len Martinez and Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com on ESPN 1430 on a Wednesday afternoon. Champs Wednesday on ESPN 1430. You mentioned Cheeseman. Six carries, 84 yards on Thursday night. He made that number look real good as far as the rushing yards are concerned. But he had that 70-yard run also. To me, I thought he put on the number 28 jersey and ran like Brandon Orr was supposed to run from the beginning of the year. That 70-yard run was what I was expecting to see Brandon Orr run like this year.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, generally that's the case. People don't know a lot about Cheeseman. He started his career as a cornerback and was a cornerback as early as the beginning of last season. He got some garbage time duty at cornerback. Then he got hurt. Then he came back off his injury. They moved him to tailback. He played a tailback in a JV game, then got hurt in that and was out for the season. Came in the spring, and I thought looked good in the spring. His major problem right now is pass blocking. I don't think they totally trust him from a pass blocking standpoint. You know, I think they've said in the past that he has a slight fumbling problem too, but when you take a look at Brandon Orr, he's fumbled six times this year. He has a fumbling problem right now. He fumbled again at Georgia Tech. He only fumbled once all of last year, and that's six fumbles this year for Orr. So I don't think the fumbling problem is an excuse, because your starter's got a bit of one right now also.
Let's talk about, before we talk about the way Josh Morgan played on Thursday night, let's talk about the Warren brothers, the solid job that Bo has done. Surprised at how well he looked on Thursday night?
You know, I'm not all that surprised by Bo. I was fairly impressed with him in the preseason. He's a guy, you know, he's undersized right now. He came in as a 250-pound tight end. You knew at some point he was going to get moved to the offensive line, and that was back in the spring. He's up to around 270, 275 right now, so he's a little bit undersized. But at the same time, he's a guy who fires out of his stance low, uses good technique, and he's really aggressive and, you know, really mean when he gets on the football field. And you like that in an offensive lineman.
Let's talk about his brother now. Let's talk about Brett. One of the things that hasn't been happening as far as the defense is concerned is losing Vince Hall. three solid games from Brett Warren, something we can look forward to in 2008, too.
Oh, absolutely. Brett Warren, he's really done a very good job. You know, I've always thought he was a good football player. I didn't really think he'd be this good coming in there, but, you know, I'm not going to say that losing Hall has not been a loss, but Brett Warren has done a very good job in there, and the Tech's defense has not missed a beat overall. I do think Florida State will kind of go after him over the deep middle and zone coverage when he gets into his deep drop against the pass. I think they're going to use Preston Parker, their leading receiver, out of the slot. That's where he gets most of his catches out of the slot formation. I think they're going to use him to attack Brett Warren over the middle. We'll see if that's successful, but overall, Brett Warren's done a great job.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I would have thought that would have happened by now, especially with Boston College and Jeff Jagodzinski, a former offense coordinator in the NFL. I thought he would have found a way to attack Brett Warren, a guy who's taking a position for Vince Hall. I thought you would have seen him exposed by now. If teams have tried it, it hasn't worked.
Right, exactly. I mean, he's just a good overall football player right now. That's always the thing that was holding him back is pass coverage. He was always a very good run blocker, and he's a good blitzing linebacker. He doesn't get blitzed a lot, but you can tell he's a good blitzing linebacker. Had a sack the other night. I think he had a sack earlier in the year against Duke when he played. But, you know, he's just developed into a complete football player. You know, I'm not ready to say he's as good in pass coverage as Vince Hall, but he can certainly hold his own out there.
And has a nose for the football, which you need to do as a linebacker is concerned. Josh Morgan on Thursday night, 6 catches. Big day for him, or big night for him. Made that nice catch as far as getting over the cornerback on that play with Sean Glennon. Looked good on Thursday night.
He did look very good. All the receivers look good. You know, I hate to see Eddie Royal going down, but Morgan's a guy who might be the most physically talented of the bunch. He's got, you know, he doesn't have the best hands in the world, but they're serviceable. He's got good deep speed. He's got a lot of strength the way he just went over the cornerback and just made that play in midair without pushing off or anything like that. It was just his body control in midair and the strength, and the guy just couldn't hang with him, and then he was able to just outrun everybody to the end zone. He's just overall a very talented receiver. You'll see him make a lot of tough catches like that, but then he'll drop some easy ones, so that's something you'd like to see him clean up. But overall, it was a really nice job for him, and let's hope he and the rest of the receivers can put back-to-back good performances together.
That maturity. Maturity will take away those easy drops, but he had a good game on Thursday. All right, Christopher, we will talk again on Friday. We'll get into the Seminoles and see if we can end that jinx here at Blacksburg.
Yep, been a long time coming, but it's about time to do it. Appreciate
All right, Christopher, thanks for your time, brother.
Yes, sir.
Len Martinez here with you on ESPN 1430. Spend a little time with Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com as we do every Wednesday. Enjoy the time with him. We got one more segment to go on the show on a Wednesday, a Champs Wednesday on ESPN 1430. When we get back, we'll give away another gear certificate for Champs, and we'll give you a chance to enjoy some good food as we do every Wednesday on the show on ESPN 1430. Short time out. Be right back on ESPN 1430.